The International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, has launched a project to boost yam production in Ghana and Nigeria. This is expected to double the income of yam farmers. The Director General of the IITA, Dr. Nterinya Sanginga, said the Yam Improvement for Income and Food Security project will focus on increasing yields through better seed tuber supply and improving markets. We bring you the details.
The Yam Improvement for Income and Security in West Africa, ISWA project, which is being supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with $12 million, would be spearheaded by the IITA in collaboration with the governments of Nigeria and Ghana, as well as other stakeholders. The five-year ISWA project is targeted at doubling the incomes of 3 million smallholder farming families, with an initial focus on 200,000 of such families, 90% of whom cultivate less than 2 acres. A key priority is to ensure that affordable pest and disease-free seed yams are made available to farmers, along with storage and handling technologies that can reduce post-harvest loss. Additionally, yam breeders will develop and disseminate new, higher-yielding and disease-resistant varieties. The private sector is expected to partner the project through the provision of certified seeds, as well as linking smallholder farmers to remote areas to markets to ensure increased productivity. The Director General of the International Institute for Income and Food Security, Dr. Nterinya Sanginga, said over the last decade, yam production has been stagnant due to a number of factors, including yam beetle and plant virus. He said researchers have warned that this trend can be catastrophic for the region. Dr. Sanginga said yam is an indigenous crop deeply tied to the lives of Africans and must not lose this heritage nature has bestowed upon Africa. A program officer of the Agricultural Initiative at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Dr. Regina Kapinga, indicated that women will be actively engaged in the project. This is because their importance in yam cultivation and marketing cannot be overemphasized. She noted that there are lucrative export opportunities to meeting demand of West Africans living abroad. Dr. Kapinga revealed that Nigeria exported $27.7 million worth of yams to the U.S. in 2011. The conference will also throw the searchlight on women's empowerment, access to resources and markets, as well as issues regarding climate change.
That was a news desk report.